It's the Burt Show.
How are you, Zach?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Dude, your hair does look good.
My man, thank you. Yeah, it's headphones, I guess, right now.
No, what do you put in? I need to know. What do you put in there?
Dude, it's just sleep, man. You gotta just sleep on it right, you know?
There is no way you woke up this morning and your hair looks that bad / good.
Yeah, honestly, it's just like the messier it gets, the more it seems people actually talk about it. So
I want you to come in with that hair tomorrow.
You know what I'm going to do tomorrow? I'm going to do this. I'm going to do the show tomorrow. I'm not doing my hair, not do anything. I'm going to wake up and we're going to compare it to what he looks
okay.
like.
Okay. All right, let's do that.
This is like a perfect example of God just giving one person too many good things.
Oh my God.
I mean, you can act, you can sing, you get up in the morning and you can look like that. I hate you. Thanks for coming in, man. Appreciate
it. Yeah, no problem.
So, have you screened your own movie yet?
No, I haven't. I'm going to do that very soon. I actually haven't seen the movie in its finished form. So, a couple people have here, and they've been talking about it and telling me pretty good things, and that's really exciting.
The movie is Charlie St. Cloud, and it opens on July 30th?
Yes, July 30th, Charlie St. Cloud.
Now, a lot of actors and actresses I know, they don't ever want to see their own work.
Yeah.
Is there a reason why you haven't seen it yet, or are you just too busy, or do you get sort of insecure watching yourself on screen?
You know, it's a mixture. You know, one day I might wake up and feel like I want to see it. In the past, when I've succumbed to that, it's never a good thing, because I go and see it, and it usually, the first time is always the hardest, because you just see all the sort of bad acting that you do, or you see sort of just weird things that nobody else would notice, but you knew from the day of filming, you know, you knew that like right off camera that your director's waving at you, you know, wrong line, that kind of stuff. You see all the mistakes, you know, everyone else sees what's good. You inherently see all the mistakes, at least I do.
Right.
And most self-critical actors would, you know, I think. But I'm looking forward to seeing this one, honestly. It's going to be different, and I think it's a real special story. I think it's going to be real emotional. So
I fought back to tears a couple of times. I was sitting next to an acquaintance, and she's a woman, and her husband was there.
All right.
If she was just there by herself, I might have let a tear go down. But because the husband was there, I fought it back.
But he was just thinking the same thing.
Probably.
He said, if Burt wasn't here, I would let myself go.
Zac Efron in studio this morning with Burt Show.
So for this role, you're already up for a Teen Choice Award for this year.
Know
about this?
No. Wow, shoot. No, that's awesome.
Yeah, you just were nominated for a Teen Choice Award.
All right.
Congratulations.
All right.
I'm curious what your favorite award show has been so far, like the coolest one to go to.
You know, they're all cool for different reasons. Mm-hmm. I think you meet cool people at each different one, and that's usually what I focus on is like, you know, one red carpet. I think it was actually maybe Teen Choice Awards. Met Will Smith one year, and like that was just, I'll never forget it. You know, yeah, unforgettable experiences. As far as the shows go themselves, I don't know if you can compete with the Academy Awards. It's
right.
just,
yeah.
It's insane, you know, like such great production value, and it's amazing. You feel like you're a part of a legacy, you know, so that was pretty amazing. MTV Movie Awards are real solid, really fun.
Yeah, that seems like the biggest party of them all.
Yeah, I think you're right.
The Academy Awards is like when you're going to visit like your really rich uncle and you're not really sure what fork you're supposed to use first.
Definitely.
And like the MTV Awards are like your uncle that lives out in the trailer.
Yeah, the plastic.
You can sort of do whatever you want.
And he's got all his cool friends.
Right.
Exactly.
Other than Will Smith, have you ever been super starstruck at one of those things, like unable to speak because the star power of somebody you always looked up to?
Yeah, I think nearly everyone. I'm just getting better at hiding it, you know. but I think every award show, it happens multiple times.
Yeah.
Get all geeked out.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Tripping sometimes. Actors, it happens a lot, yes. But now that I watch so many movies and I'm pretty well educated on actors, and, you know, I see some of my heroes out there. It's
like, which actors do you watch now to say, okay, that's the dude right there that can teach me a lot just by watching his movies?
You know, a lot of contemporary actors. I think Josh Brolin, you know, I just saw him at the Academy Awards. That was pretty awesome. I met Jim Carrey, you know, a couple weeks ago.
That's cool.
And that was just unreal. You know, I just on what he, you know, what his movies did for me when I was a kid. You know, growing up and watching those films, just incessantly back to back. You like when I used to watch movies twice in one day. I was watching Ace Ventura twice and like talking out of my butt to my teachers.
This guy is brilliant.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's just that kind of stuff. It's awesome, man. You meet your heroes. You know, they taught me funny. You know, he did, at least.
Right. So you're 22 years old. You're living out in LA, and obviously you're Zac Efron, and it sure seems like each and every week we are, you know, seeing different celebrities sort of stumbling in and stumbling out of clubs and getting their drink on.
Yeah.
You seem to avoid all of that. Do you not drink at all, or are you just smarter than most your age in Hollywood?
I think I'm just smarter.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, I definitely am having fun. I'm living in L.A. I'm 22, and I'm definitely, you know, living it up. But there's a way to do it. You safely, privately, and I just think a lot less often than some of these people do.
If I lived in LA, I would only go out with Mel Gibson or Lindsay Lohan.
And you know, the attention would be on them.
No attention on me whatsoever. Just hang out. Hey, did you guys see Mel Gibson over there? He looks mad.
Do you have to call clubs in advance, and is there a secret celebrity door that you will go in that other celebrities that want to be taken pictures of don't go in? Or how does that work?
You know, I rarely go to clubs, you know, first of all. But if I am going, I'll try and I go that extra mile to just, you know, if it's just sneak in the back, whatever it is. It's hard to even go to dinner in L.A. So most I spend a lot of time in, you know, a lot of time in, or go drive outside the cities to where I know I can be left alone and stuff like that. But there's just, I don't know, there's kind of a ninja thing to it. You gotta keep your head down, you know? It's because it's real easy. I got to be honest, it happens. Yeah, like the stuff that you see, you get caught off guard, you know? Sometimes when you're promised there won't be anybody, there just is.
Mm-hmm.
You can't help it. So that's what happens to a lot of people. It's not that they're attention seeking. They don't, you know, a lot of people don't ask for it. It's just they're caught by surprise. It happens to me every day, you know, on a daily basis. You didn't see the dude in a ghillie suit in the bushes. You know, they're just there. They're just there.
What's a ghillie suit?
It's like a camouflage predator suit.
Oh, okay. Dang. Yeah, so, yeah. They're serious
it's
about
that. It's weird that I know that. I'm so sorry. Actually, I feel like you guys should know that. Yeah.
We were talking earlier this morning. This is going to get a little deep for just a couple of seconds here. But, you know, we've been talking about Lindsay Lohan so much the last couple of days. And there's part of me, like yesterday or today, Jen was telling us about this lawyer that kind of went to go meet with Lindsay Lohan and really was very sympathetic, because Lindsay seems to be like a little child that really doesn't quite understand everything that's going on around her right now and how serious this is.
Or the adult consequences that she's about to face.
And my debate with these guys this morning is that the system for celebrities, young child celebrities, is set up in such a way that y'all, because you've been acting since you were like 10 years old, it's sort of set up to where you're sheltered from real life. And then as you grow into adulthood, the rules apply to you, but you've been living in this world where you haven't had to sort of succumb to them.
Mm-hmm.
Is it sort of an unfair setup for Hollywood child stars?
You know, it's really hard for me to comment. I wasn't sort of in the limelight, as a lot of these young actors are, until I was 18, or really around 19 or 20 is where I sort of took off. And I know that I wake up every day and cherish the fact that I was raised in a completely normal, you know, middle class lifestyle up until, you know, it all kind of went crazy. Because those are the values and the life lessons that I learned are the ones that keep me grounded today. So I can't speak on behalf of all those other kids, you know, that didn't have the advantage growing up. But I will say that it is, once you get in that limelight, there's a lot of things that are taken care of for you that you don't necessarily have to do. I'm not speaking directly about Lindsay, please.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know,
I won't, but when we send it to the tabloids, they will.
That's what I'm afraid of. You know,
don't worry.
Yeah. Feel bad for them. You know, it's tough. It's really tough. So.
So if you're 5 year old, you know, when you and Vanessa have kids in a couple of years, comes to you and says that, you know, like they want to be in commercials and stuff like that, will you be more reluctant to sort of introduce them to that world that early?
Hypothetically speaking, I don't know. I think there's going to be bigger problems. Let me think. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'd raise my kids the way my parents raised me, first and foremost. But yeah, there's got to be room for variation in there. I'm not sure at this point what I'd allow and what I wouldn't. Or I'm not sure where my heart is on that yet. Dude, the idea of even thinking about having kids right now, I can't, even get there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's totally
different
mindset.
You just jumped too far.
Zac Efron hanging out with the Burt Show.
Obviously, from all of your high school musical fame through the years or whatever, I'm just curious if you appreciate and watch shows like Glee, or if you feel like they're just sort of like spinning off of the concept that you guys made so famous.
No, we you know, we don't, I wouldn't say that at all. I think it's awesome to see, you know, there's something about that form of entertainment, you mm-hmm. know, it's a lot like High School Musical, but being a part of those shows, the energy and the fun and that, you know, that level of creativity is, you know, really hard to find, and it's not done that often. It was sort of, you know, forgotten about for a while. So extremely excited about shows like Glee and stuff like that coming back. It's really exciting, kids, to get out there and, you know, not be afraid to jump on stage, which is really where the magic happened for me. Doesn't happen on film, you know. It's all from stage.
I'm curious if you, I mean, I can't be the only guy in the world not to ask you about you and Vanessa. Did you guys have like a powwow behind the scenes and go, okay, look, this is how we're going to handle our relationship in the public life? Because you guys seem to handle it so well.
We don't really powwow. We kind of just know, you know. I can kind of just look at her and we nod and we understand exactly what's happening. You know, it's really just sort of keeping it as quiet as possible. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not something you really want to be known for. It's not something that anybody else wants to know. It's kind of force fed, you know, a lot of people's relationship stuff. So, we know who we are and what we do, and we only need to know. So we kind of just keep it to ourselves.
I don't know if this is coming through on the radio, but I think Bert is falling in love with Zac Efron.
I do like your hair. I'm not going to lie about that. I do love your hair.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. You got some good hair, too. You guys can't see over radio. You definitely got hair for TV, dude.
I'm seriously going to try to copy that tomorrow.
You have a bromance going on in here.
So, yeah, Zach, when you and Bert adopt kids in 5 years, how are you going to raise them?
Yeah, I'm already pushing Vanessa out. Well, the movie is really good. I saw it last night. I did feel like a little bit of a creeper in the screening by myself. I want to be honest with you.
All right.
It's probably not a movie I'd ask a whole bunch of my guy friends to go to, but my wife is going to love it.
Okay.
And it's good, man. And, dude, the tears. When I'm watching you cry in the movie,
cool.
Do you take yourself to somewhere else to make you cry like that, or do you just assume, like, the character's role and just start? Because you turned it on like you just got maced.
You know, I had a lot to go off with this role. Yeah, there's so many ways I could relate to Charlie, just about in every way, especially the little brother relationship, which is where the meat of that, you know, the emotional scenes happen. And I was really able to sort of just picture my brother in these scenarios. I don't know what it is. Anything with family in that for me is an immediate emotional sort of trigger. So the whole movie, I was able to get into character pretty well. And I don't know what else to say.
It's solid. It's really solid.
He's still like the kid thing threw me off. I can't even talk.
And if I had a cry on like point like that, I would use that to my advantage in every relationship. So you need to use that at some point in your relationship.
Yeah, I'm about to start crying now.
I think that I was probably expecting, you know, my kids have watched High School Musical and I've seen it so many times.
Yeah.
That to see you reach like that far down as an actor it's kind of shocking to me to see.
Man.
It was good, dude.
Good.
It's real good.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
Again, the movie comes out on July 30th. It is Charlie St. Cloud. Zach, thanks for coming in, man.
Dude, thank you, guys. Pleasure. Right, true pleasure.
It.
Thank you.
Just give me a taunt. Tell me what the hair product is you're using. Come on.
Dude, you can feel it, man. I swear to God, there's nothing in there.
Don't ask me again, because I will.
Here, Bird Show.